You failed before God. But here's the good news of the gospel, that Jesus Christ has taken your failures in upon himself and has died for your sins and was raised on the third day for your justification. So now, how shall you live? St. Augustine said, love God and do what thou wilt. And Jesus says to the man who's lowered in, you know, go home. He says to the lady, go and sin no more. You know, go. You're free to be. You know, the powerful part of the Ten Commandments in the law is that God says, before he drops the law, he says, I am the Lord your God. That's a profound, profound statement. And that is what you hang on to, is that he's already declared it over you. It's not a method. What I'm talking about is not a method. Please, we've got hundreds of methods out there, and it's reduced Christianity to a self-help program, and it's a joke. And you talk to most New Yorkers, and they think we're a joke because we're all trying to work out some sort of method. You know what I mean? And the truth is that this isn't a method. This is a promise to be believed. So what I would say to you is that believe the gospel. There it is. And that and nobody says that unless the Spirit gives them the ability to say that. And already God is conforming you into his image. Now, how does this ultimately end? Well, we have to die. It doesn't go away until death. You know what I mean? But the good news about death is that where our Lord is, we shall be also. And that death does not have the final say. This is the profundity of Christianity. It's not about living well. How now shall I live? It's about dying well and knowing that the ultimate penalty does not have the final say. Okay. But you will be raised with him as well.